Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, news we failed to mention, plus Dick Shooter and Baloney. It's on the way in just a minute.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Bob and Tom Records presents Tom Griswold, like you've never heard him before. Tom Griswold is the godfather of grunts.
But that new breed.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no drag.
Oh, nobody keeps the rocket rhythms like Tom Griswold. He rocks. He rolls. He grunts.
Oh, yeah.
You need your headphones for this one.
Uh-huh.
Slap on your cans and dig on some
stereo,
crap.
Yeah. Baby. Kind of freshens up the sound.
Yeah, it does.
Get Tom Griswold's new compilation. Now that's what I call just call 1, 2, 3, 4
Can I count it off?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
It's now time for... Whoa, are you still drinking beer?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I on?
Oh, yeah.
My bad. Hi, everybody.
Look up at the big screen. There's Oskay.
Is he still drinking beer? He still works here, right?
Okay. Cracked open a cold one. Well, it's more of a lukewarm.
Yeah.
I got to pick up the kids from school. So
okay. Time for news we failed to mention.
That's right. We give you a lot of the news each week, Tom, but we don't give you all the news. So I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskay with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
I'm excited. We have a new sponsor at the news desk this week. Larry's Loan Sharking. You need money quick and your family don't trust you? Give Larry the Loan Shark a call. Whether it's $20 or $20,000, Larry's Loan Sharking will have you looking over your shoulder for the foreseeable future. There's no money. They won't loan you. That's Larry's Loan Sharking. Oh. Hey, we had a dog that ate $4,000 in cash.
Ooh.
Well, you failed to mention, that's nothing. A friend of mine had a dog eat $8,000 in socks. Actually, it was just two socks. That's what it costs to have them removed from their stuff.
Yeah, been there. Yeah. Been there.
Yeah, you're the friend. There's a new AI dog door that can recognize your pet and keep out unwanted visitors. What you failed to mention, I need one of these for my front door to keep out my kids' friends. Oh, Sticky Timmy's here? He can wait on the front porch for you.
Sticky Timmy.
A mom discovered a dangerous snake in her child's underwear drawer.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, kid, you're doing it all wrong. You're supposed to hide your weed in your underwear drawer, not your dangerous snakes. Get it right, you dummy. Studies show that smoking marijuana makes working out more enjoyable. What you failed to mention, last time I tried doing that, Planet Fitness just called the cops on me.
I like this casual approach.
He's been adopting this lately.
Oh, I've given up a long time.
Yeah. I like. Yeah, it's like around a fireplace with Jeff Oskey.
Yeah, kind of nice.
I kind of wish all news was like this.
That's right.
The
town council has decided to rename Poopinot Court, a very unfortunate street name. What you failed to mention, its new name, Poopinot Place.
Place. Yes, sir.
A man was arrested for taping fish to ATMs all over town. What you failed to mention, hey, carpe diem.
seize the fish.
Right, yes. Carp.
Yeah.
Right.
Bathroom mirrors are being removed from schools in Florida. What you failed to mention, just toss them over there with the books.
Are they flammable?
A woman who was throwing away her trash fell into the dumpster, was then compacted multiple times, and still lived. What you failed to mention, in 5 years, we'll see her on the show Hoarders. Because she's never throwing another thing away ever again. And finally, thank God, residents in one quiet New York neighborhood have been dealing with several instances of fecal matter raining from the sky and hitting several of their homes.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, authorities are blaming either a plane flying overhead or the farmer down the street's new trebuchet. New trebuchet. Nope, still didn't help it. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news I wished I wouldn't have mentioned.
Now, he mentioned the what was it, the place they changed the name, that unfortunate name,
Poopinot.
But you just had the story about the Licking Hole Brewery,
yes,
in Goochland, Virginia,
right?
Then Pat, you sang a song. And you mentioned many of the towns with unusual names.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of the one that was prominent in that, which was Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. And I'll tell you what, this is a gorgeous part of the country. I'm looking at a photograph of the Dick Shooter Creek.
There is something about Idaho where the atmosphere, the it seems crisper and cleaner.
It's beautiful.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, there's,
it really
there's
is.
Dick Shooter Creek flows south and cuts a narrow, deep gorge through a rolling plateau. Just gorgeous.
Have you seen Dick Shooter Geyser? It's
is that one of your erotic films?
Old Faithful, right?
That's oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Did you know, I was reading this article about because I know you're a big cook, the best fried bologna sandwich. And,
okay.
Yeah, and it's from a place, I'm not kidding, called Waldo, Ohio.
Okay.
And I said to myself, where's Waldo?
It's in Ohio.
Huh. I've never had fried bologna.
Oh.
Yeah, do you guys? Stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's worth a stop.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Put a mustard on there.
Yeah, all right.
It's delicious.
Do you toast your bread?
Oh, you can.
Yeah?
You can. I've had it both ways.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I like the plain, just white bread.
Yeah.
Wonder white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I go mayonnaise. I don't go mustard. Yeah.
There's a few local restaurants, too, that serve fried bologna sandwiches.
Oh.
Real thick cut. Delicious.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's the GNR Tavern on Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio, just off Route 23.
Wow, sounds good.
There's a nice photo. It looks, it's almost like a burger. It's a big, thick, looks like a 3/4-inch thick slice of bologna.
Mm. Yummy.
Looks very nice. Looks just delicious. But how about that? Nominated for the best fried bologna in the
Maybe
world.
Maybe I'll make a road trip.
Yeah, sounds good.
You ever heard bologna referred to as hot dog pancakes?
Yes.
That's funny.
Flat hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot dog pancakes. Is that right?
And you know how to keep them from doming up, don't you?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I've never fried bologna. I don't know.
He does this story every few months.
It's been 17 months, Ace. I mark it over here.
Have you met the grateful Ace Cosby?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there he is.
Okay, say you've got your circular bologna.
Sure.
You make a slice north, south, east, and west about...
Okay.
About our bologna half, is the half, best.
Half, oh, 3/4 of an inch.
Yep.
That'll prevent it from doming up.
Good to know.
It's incredibly handy. That way it cooks evenly. You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you,
science.
Tom. That's
Waldo.
How it's done, Ace.
Waldo. I like when it domes up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm going to say Waldo's like an hour 15 north of Columbus on Route 23, which is High Street. Yep.
You guys want to go with me? We all go together? Go
Sounds great.
The GNR Tavern.
Get us a bologna sandwich.
Jammed us some Guns N' Roses the whole way.
Yes, I think we have to.
Okay. Heck yeah.
Now, we return to the news desk. There's Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee. What's happening over that way?
The owner of an Alabama radio station says thieves have stolen his 200-foot-tall radio tower.
Well, how the heck did that happen?
Brett Elmore, owner of WJLX.
Yeah, the X rocks. X rocks, JLX rocks.
Jalax.
Rocks.
And Jasper.
Jasper rocks.
Yes, sir, we know. We're just trying to figure out what happened to your radio tower.
No, Jasper rocks.
We get it, but who? Did you see anyone?
Where's our tower? What happened?
He told AL.com that he was informed of the theft when landscapers went to clean up the area. A small transmitter building had also been vandalized, and the transmitter was taken.
Wow. It's kind of hard to broadcast. No transmitter, no tower.
No.
I could be kicked off the air right now about the landscapers coming in to report.
Please don't.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know what your lame joke's going to be.
Elmore said, it's one thing to break into the building and steal the transmitter, but it's another thing to steal the 200-foot tower.
That's really a feat.
Yeah, the tower.
I know the motive, obviously.
What was the motive?
Oh, some hill jack's going to put that in his trailer next door to his trailer so he can pick up the big game this weekend.
Oh.
No, somebody's getting married and they wanted to be confident in a good reception.
Yes, yes.
The tower was for tricky. The station's AM site.
AM, X rocks on the air.
Yeah, we know, sir. We're just looking for the culprits. Yes.
Rocket X.
You're very helpful.
Maybe they're making a jungle gym out of it for the kids.
Maybe.
Tall one.
Obviously, the station is not on the air at this time.
How are you going to fence that?
Yeah, what are you doing? What?
Maybe they tipped it over to put a new light on it.
Oh, that is how they changed those.
There's an idea. You'd need a really long or a really tall truck, wouldn't you? Steal a radio antenna?
I think so.
Holy heck.
You could just drag it.
I'm guessing
some...
a 200-foot rural Alabama AM. I'm guessing it probably...
How long was it missing before someone noticed?
Yeah, a lot of very old country music.
Oh, I bet it's awesome. I'd love it.
Well... I do.
Well, I'm a part-time guy.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Well, a part-time guy.
Oh, hell, that's a hit.
I like
it. Oh, that's not real?
No.
Oh, nice job.
That is a hit. What else you got?
Well, a part-time baby.
Oh, this is good.
And on socialist.
All along the radio tower.
All along the radio tower with my part-time boy. Okay. And my part-time guy.
All right.
Take it, Pat.
He's a part-time boy. We're the part-time gal.
Hey, keep this up. You're both going to be no chick.
What?
Next.
A new study suggests that people who go to church are more likely to have a satisfying sex life.
Well, that's because they're all lined up with the Lord.
Researchers found that strongly religious individuals are typically more content with their bedroom activities than those who are not religious.
Hmm.
or who are into casual sex.
Gotcha.
Oh.
A team from the University of Exeter adds that there really is some truth in the saying quality over quantity.
Hmm.
While religious people in the study typically had less sex than others, the sex they are having is leaving them more fulfilled than those engaging in casual encounters with multiple people.
Very nice.
Is that because it's dirtier?
You mean religious sex is dirtier?
Less. Is that what you think?
I'm asking.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You think the study would say that?
Oh.
I think maybe it's more fulfilling because they're staying married to the same person and they're learning about each other.
Pleasing each other.
Yeah, I think that's
screaming
good.
Out, oh God, at the right time.
Yeah.
Appreciating the blessing that is sexual enjoyment. Is,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thankful. Being.
Yeah.
Grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want you on your knees to pray. You're misunderstanding.
We'll leave it to you to turn this beautiful story into something legitimate.
You know, it really was a beautiful story until you trumped nice. All over it.
I think it's nice. Sex in churches. That's fine. Just don't block the aisle. People might be trying to get...
Sure.
They're not having sex
in the church.
Oh, I misunderstood. Sorry.
No.
No, they don't have a room designated for godly sex.
Well, that reminds me of something.
Oh.
Mr. Godwin, yesterday you missed this story. It was a business that has a designated room for self-pleasure, which I just thought was such an odd thing to have. And then it was pointed out that a lot of businesses have such a room, but it's not official.
Oh, Pat missed what happened here. The discovery.
Yeah. Do you want to explain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pat, we found your
guitar pick.
No, your other capo. The other thing you use.
The capo.
Pat, the place is Erica Lust Films. She has announced that they have a special room for their employees.
Yeah, the office has its own dedicated space in the form of a small, intimate chapel, which we thought that was a strange
That's
word.
Odd, yeah. Although now we find out it's more pleasurable.
Yeah,
of course. Complete with a bed and a mirror and warm lighting to help get you in the mood as well as a screen.
You ever wanted to watch yourself?
Who I does never,
yeah. Other Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman, yeah.
Aren't mirrors on the ceiling? Isn't that a thing for some
couples,
people?
For couples, but I don't know about just a master.
Individual? Yeah. Yeah.
You need a squeegee, Al.
It had been a while.
Lust swears by the masturbation break, saying, when we feel good, we do good work.
I mean, that is also a porn company. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So there they're is, just going to lean that way.
You know, and you know there's one dissatisfied employee. Oh, great. Josh gets to go take a masturbation break, but I can't smoke.
There is a room here for that, the masturbation.
There is, and we found, when I was putting away some supplies in the men's room, I've discovered that there was what is that called? I don't need a sleeve?
Yeah, there was a penile.
Some kind of receptacle. It looks like four hockey pucks stacked up together.
Hole on both ends.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can tighten it up or loosen
it
up.
And you pointed out that I didn't realize it was in there, but there's a cabinet in there.
Yeah, there's a drawer in the bottom.
And apparently you said that that was in there with a bunch of lube. You discovered it a year ago, but now the lube's all used up?
Yes.
What does that tell you?
Okay. Is that the problem?
A couple of us did insinuate that it may have been yours, Pat. But then we found out that it was definitely Jeff Oskey's.
Well, I have my own performance room, so.
There you go.
We call it the jerkateria.
He might be going at it right now.
Right below the organ. Okay.
What's the weirdest place you've ever done that?
Myself?
Yeah.
Nowhere. Well,
the first thing that comes to mind for me is the shower of a bed and breakfast.
This is another reason why I don't want to stay at a bed and breakfast.
Okay,
I call it, staying at somebody else's house.
I felt squirmy mentioning a hotel in another town.
Yeah,
you trumped me.
Yeah.
They were.
Hurry up. I can smell the poached eggs coming.
Hi. Up to see the groundhog?
Yeah.
I imagine it being one of those showers, or the showers in the bed and breakfast being really small, like the where your elbows touch on each side.
It was
with a curtain instead of a glass door.
They had a removable shower head, and I didn't realize that those aren't bad for dudes also.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
Where do you put the shower head?
I focused mostly on the taint.
Is that right?
That's right.
Could we change this up?
No, I don't.
You started this.
No, we're just getting to the good stuff.
It was rad.
No kidding.
Which setting?
All right.
It wasn't too powerful, but it was enough to know it was there.
The
yeah.
pulsing?
The blender equivalent of puree, possibly?
Man, it felt real good. Really, really finished hard.
All right. Well, you've always said that.
I assume that was also the case during the event.
Just a bundle of nerves.
On that note, probably should take a break. I'll remind everybody
did you tell them you fouled their shower head?
No, went down, ate their breakfast, and left.
I was born on August 24th, 1964. Which is 9 months and 2 days after the Kennedy assassination.
Oh.
Wow.
Which tells you all you need to know about how my father processes grief. And now when I see the footage of the assassination, I get nervous because I realize if he misses, I might not be here. Hurry up! He's almost at the underpass!
Wow.
One of many funny stories about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes, indeed.
You know, they lost his brain. Do you know
what
this?
Do you mean they lost his brain?
By the way, Google this. Do not take my word for it. They took the brain out of his head to weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went away. And the theory is that...
Abby?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
They think that the Kennedy family had it removed so it wouldn't become some sort of grisly...
Right.
Artifact.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that 10 years after the Kennedy assassination, when you were elected president, the first thing they did was they took you down into the basement of the CIA where you met a very special chimp. We're having a lot of problems with the economy. Well, the problem is the lira is sinking everything in England. Let me throw my poop at the wall and see what sticks. I'll come back in an hour.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.